From NPR News in Washington, I'm Renita Jablonski. After 6 days of demonstrations, a leading opposition figure is now trying to negotiate on behalf of Egyptian protesters calling for the fall of President Hosni Mubarak. Nobel laureate Mohamed El-Baradei spoke to thousands Sunday gathered in Cairo's main square, declaring a new era. Many are looking to him as a consensus builder. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro says his appearance comes on a day marked by worries of growing lawlessness.
Sunday is the first day of the working week in the Arab world, and it was a kind of an odd feeling in the city. It had been a really tense night. You saw young men protecting their neighborhoods. There's been a lot of looting in different parts of the city. And so people were very, very cautious. A lot of the shops were shuttered. We went down one street. Many of the shops had been looted. Everything had been bashed and stolen. But in other parts of the city, it was very calm and very quiet. It's kind of a mixed bag, but certainly not the Cairo that you're normally used to seeing. You know, people were not coming out in force. People were being very cautious about leaving their neighborhoods.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro reporting from Cairo. The U.S. State Department will begin flying Americans out of Egypt Monday on charter flights. Assistant Secretary of State Janice Jacobs says the challenge is getting this information to people who need it.
We are employing every communications medium, websites, email, call centers, radio, and TV, to get information out to U.S. citizens on the ground in Egypt who are understandably worried.
Jacob says people with commercial airline tickets should contact their carriers first. Pakistan says the American diplomat being held in the shooting deaths of two alleged robbers on the streets of Lahore will not yet be handed over to the U.S. embassy. Pakistani authorities say they first want to complete their investigation. From Islamabad, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports the case is fast becoming a tense diplomatic standoff.
Details are emerging about the detained American. The U.S. Embassy said Saturday that he is a U.S. diplomat carrying a diplomatic passport and a valid visa. The embassy is now describing him as a member of the technical and administrative staff, which it says is a category covered by diplomatic immunity. The Vienna Conventions state that diplomats must not be liable for any form of arrest or detention and are immune from civil or criminal prosecution. The United States asserts that the arrest of the American, who's been charged with double murder, is a violation of the diplomatic conventions. There's been a flurry of activity aimed at winning his release. Acknowledging the potential of the case to inflame anti-American sentiments, one senior American source said a lot could be jeopardized if it goes south. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
A massive storm system may slam the Rockies, Plains, and Midwest regions as the new work week gets underway. It could last through Wednesday. This is NPR News. Officials in Germany say the death toll could still go up after a head-on collision between two trains late yesterday. At least 10 people were killed when a cargo train and passenger train crashed on a single-line track near a village in eastern Germany. Both trains caught fire, but police say most of the people who died were killed on impact. It's one of the worst accidents in the country's history. Authorities say it's still too early to comment on a possible cause. The referendum commission in southern Sudan says more than 99% of voters have opted to secede from the north of the country. NPR's Afebia Quisarkton reports the preliminary results herald the independence of Africa's and the world's newest oil-rich republic.
A crowd of thousands cheered in South Sudan's dusty capital, Juba, at the results ceremony to celebrate the overwhelming vote for independence during the week-long referendum earlier this month. The peaceful vote was widely praised for meeting international standards. That was one of the conditions of the 2005 peace deal which the U.S. helped to broker. The agreement ended Africa's longest 20-year civil war, which cost 2 million lives. South Sudan's president, Salva Kiir Mayardit, said we are moving forward, the struggle continues, and he thanked Sudanese President Omar Hassan al-Bashir for making peace possible. Sudan's leader remained hostile to the independence referendum until the 11th hour. Ofebia Quistankton, NPR News, Abidjan.
Factory output in Japan was up for a second straight month in December. The Japanese government says today output rose 3.1% from the previous month. Transportation, equipment, and steel were among those performing well. I'm Renita Jablonski, NPR News, Washington.